Welcome to Shalonda Gordon's Keep Smiling podcast. To connect with Shalonda, go to www.theonlinemarketingangel.com. Enjoy the podcast.
I will go ahead and get into it, guys. I know if you're already on the Dream Team, you have pen and paper ready in front of you because you know the game. You know it's getting ready to go down. And so I'm sure I don't have to repeat myself over and over because you already know what's up. If you are a guest to the call, though, go ahead and get pen and paper. We're going to be doing some things to rate ourselves and really prepare and make sure we're in line to see the success that we each deserve that's on this call. We want to make sure that we're in line to have the success that you deserve because you're on this call today. So go ahead and get pen and paper. We're going to go through, we're going to be rating ourselves. Understand this between you and your God, not anybody else's business. If you want to have a conversation with your mentor about it, definitely, because you might get some more clarity as to why you are where you are in your business, as to why you are where you are in your life. And I say that because since I've taken my business seriously, it has absolutely affected how I live my life, okay? It's not necessarily A and B. It's kind of A, you know, an A to the second, A to the third type thing. So go ahead and prepare with pen and paper. I know you have that and you guys are ready to go. So I'm going to jump right into it. As you guys know, first thing in the locker room is we have to go over our playbook. We have to go over our plays. It doesn't make sense for me to jump right into discussing action steps if you don't even know the basic plays. You must know the basic plays in order for us to move forward. Okay? It's kind of like my daughter right now. We just found out this last week, and you guys, she will be in Orlando. You might see her. You might not because she has some plans with my mom. But if you see her, just act like you don't know this story, all right? I don't know what my mom would tell it on me about this. But this last week on, like, it was maybe like Tuesday or Wednesday. Yes, it was Wednesday evening. Guys, I go to my phone. You know, my email's on my phone, and I check my phone often. So I go to my phone, and I pull it up. It's about 9:30. 10 o'clock. It was about 10:30 at night. Now, understand, my daughter, her bedtime is 9:30. This is my oldest child. And so I pull up my phone. It's about 10:30, and I have an email from her physical science teacher. Now, some of you might not know this. Some of you on the call, you already know that I went to college for physical chemistry, so science is my thing. You ask me to write a story, you'll get it eventually. You know what I'm saying? I've learned how to blog over time, yet ultimately, science is what I do, right? So I look at this report kind of card thing of her grades in science, and come to find out, she got an F on a quiz. Now, my daughter is in all honors classes, okay, from honors choir, honors science, honors English. Every class she's in is they call it probe here. It's an honors course. So she's actually, their science class in eighth grade is actually a high school course, an honors high school course that they're working to get high school credit for. So at the end of the year, they'll take a test. And depending on the grade on that, determine whether they get high school credit for that class. Now, keep in mind, my daughter is pretty much an AB student. I haven't really thought much about it. So I look at this quiz and see she got an F on a quiz, and then I go down and see she got an F on a test. Now, I went straight into mommy mode. Now, I grew up, I'm almost 40, so I want you guys to realize I grew up in a different time. When I grew up, had I been Catherine and my mother been me, I would have got woke up. My butt would have been on fire. You hear what I'm saying? And I had an F, and I told my mother about it. So I was just like, wait a minute. This isn't really happening. But I did wake my daughter up, but with my voice only. So I woke her up. She's kind of sensitive, so I really didn't have to deal with her. Raise your voice, and you're good to go. And I asked her, I said, what's going on here? What is this? How do you get an F on a quiz and then turn around and get an F on the test? Well, after doing a little bit more research, come to find out she hadn't even studied for the test, right? There's like a blank study guide in her folder. But the reality of it was that she felt like, I'm good in everything else, yet in this particular area, I'm not really that good, so I'm just going to toss it to the left and act like it's not happening. So I'm going to get back to the play. So I want you all to ponder on that for a second because there's more to that story. So we have our plays that you must know. You must know, okay? You must know these plays. The first play is we blog daily. We are internet marketers, okay, guys? The reason why you're blogging daily is because you're putting in work for the long haul. Now, I'm sure everyone on this call was on the call Friday that Tracy Walker did, and I know for a fact nobody here is just a quick 90-day business type person. right? I know you guys are in here for the long haul. You're putting in work now so that you can play later. But you're putting in work now so that while you're playing, that work is still working for you, okay? You can get a job and you can exchange time for money where you put in 5 hours and you get paid for that 5 hours, and that's it. That 5 hours is no longer working for you. You have gotten compensated for that time, and it's over. Or you can blog daily and put in 5 hours this week blogging daily, and that 5 hours continue to work for you next year, the year after next, the year after next. So you'll be sitting around knocking on 40 like me and have blogs working for you, time working for you that you put in when you were 35 years old, 36 years old. Okay? That is why we blog daily. Rate yourself 1 to 10 on how well you're doing on blogging daily. Understanding that I know everyone on the Dream Team is going to put 10 because we're in the middle of a 90-day blog challenge because our new blog system is coming out. Like next week, we're going to hear about it, right? So surely, I know everyone on this call that's already on the Dream Team is already blogging every day. Those of you that are guests on the call, understand this is part of what we do. Why do we do it? Because you have a choice. You can exchange your time for money, or you can spend your time doing something that's going to work for you over and over and over again. All right? So we blog daily. Rate yourself on blogging daily. I actually had a situation I've been doing lately. If you're finding you're not sure what to blog about, you don't know what to blog about. Yesterday, guys, I had my blog decided. I knew I was going to blog on, and I was going to work and doing my keyword research. Like Apple teaches in the training that you have access to, you're on the Dream Team. You're not on the Dream Team right now, this moment, you're on this call. Go ahead and get back to the person that got you on this call so you can get access to that training as soon as you get on, so you're already knowing exactly what to do. We're not telling you this blog and not showing you what you need to do to get there. We give you what you need to get there. It's up to you to take hold of it, learn the plays, and make it happen, okay? So go ahead and do that. But as Apple says in that training, I had done my keyword research, and this post rolls up on Facebook, and I'm like, that's hot. Let me do some keyword research on this. I changed my whole direction of where I was blogging. Blogs on something totally different. Actually, today my blog is what my yesterday's blog was going to be, but I'm writing on that today. So basically, I totally switched it based on what the environment was doing. Something you might want to do if you're finding a problem, having a problem finding content. You don't feel like you're really qualified to talk about certain things. Look, go look in Google and see what's trending. What's trending on Instagram? What's trending on Facebook? What's trending on Twitter? Pick something that makes you enjoy, something that brings enjoyment to you, something that makes you go, interesting. Something that you have an opinion about, pick one and write on it, and then create a call to action where you transition that thing into a way where the solution to this craziness, to this wretchedness, the solution is starting your own business, taking yourself out of the equation by doing what's going left while the rest is going right, right? Make your call to action, turn that thing completely around. So whatever it is you're talking about, we know if you have your own business, you can control your own time, you can control your finances, and you can create money out of thin air, that basically you pretty much have a solution to anything going on that's trending, right? That's trending. Bring it from a perspective of an individual that's not really quite aware, not present. Understand what I'm saying? So a person that's not present, where you can transition and say, look, but if you know what I know, you're going to click here and go ahead and take action right now. Call to action at the bottom, right? So trending topic, tell your opinion about the topic, and somewhere in there transition it to, thank God I know what I know. If you want to know what I know, click here, take action today, right? Call to action. Just some ideas on getting content for your blog, especially if you're new. I have a new lady on the team. Her name is Jasmine, and she is blogging daily, at least a lot more than I've seen some more other people blog. She's blogging and she's pulling content. She's pulling content off her Inner Circle audio, which takes me to step two of our playbook, listening to audio every single day. I read her blogs because when you are in the Dream Team, you can see the blogs of your team, right? And I read her blogs, and I am in awe. Like, this is awesome. She's listening to audio. She's taking action. Listening to the audio, blogging about it. Listening to the audio, blogging about it. Listening to Tracy's calls, blogging about it. Listening to our midday motivational calls, blogging about it. There's content all around you. So one thing that we don't need to hear is that I have nothing to write about. I have nothing to do a video about. I have nothing to do an audio about. I have nothing to put images up about. But keep in mind, there's all different kinds of ways you can blog, right? The idea is to get that content out there 90-day grid. So we have our audio. Listen to audio every single day, minimum of an hour. So we do have the midday motivational call like right now, but today's call might not be an hour. If it's not an hour, you still need to listen to some more audio. All the inner circle calls, I've yet to hear an inner circle that was less than 60 minutes. And I'm sure everybody who's listening to inner circle can vouch for that. Yet I do know, too, that I've listened to them every single day. Me and another friend of mine were discussing how we had maybe gotten off on our audio. I was listening to more trainings and stuff and not necessarily all the my inner circle audios like I was on a daily basis. And she had mentioned to me that she had kind of cut back on her audio, too. And so we both recently, unknowing to each other, just started picking up on our audio again. And it's interesting because I had a situation happen in my life where had I not been listening to that audio, I would have responded totally to the left, like totally off, crazy, crazy response, right? But since I had listened to the audio, I was able to say, let me think clearly before I speak. Let me see what's really taking place before I respond. Before I add any feelings to these thoughts, let me take a moment and see what's going on. And that was because of the audio. My friend said the same thing. She was like, you know, I'm sitting here, and I was wondering, why did I ever stop listening to the audio? Why did I ever stop? Right? And I was like, oh, me too. But we're both back on it. You know what I'm saying? So I make time for my training and my audio, period. There's no negotiating that. You need to listen to a minimum of an hour of audio every single day that's going to take you to that next level, audio that will take you to that next level. If you do not have the inner circle, go ahead, and you're already on the dream team, go ahead and go into your back office and activate that. I challenge you to take 30 days. Stop looking at, oh, month after month. Forget that. 30 days. Take 30 days, invest in the next 30 days, and go ahead and listen every single day to an audio. And then in the 30 days, then come back and say what it is and what it's not. I guarantee you, I would be willing with this product. I'm so secure in this, I'd be willing to put money on it. That you will be changed if you actually implement listening to an inner circle every single day. That is what we do. We listen to audio every day. We blog daily. And we're in the middle of a 90-day bliss, right? We do audio every single day. And if you aren't in the 90-day bliss, guys, go ahead and start today and stay to day one. It doesn't matter when you start, as long as you start now, right? It doesn't matter if you started before and you missed the start. Now you're not going to do it, and that's not how this works. Go ahead and get started today. Now, the third point is we read every single day. We read daily. You should be reading a book right now. Reading a book right now. I have a few books around me. I'm reading a book right now, okay? I want everybody to be reading a book right now. You should be reading a minimum of 20 minutes every single day. A minimum of 20 minutes every single day. Yes, this is mindset. You must clean out your mind. You must clean out your mind. You must clean out your mind. And I'm going to get more into that in a second. But we are reading every day for a minimum of 20 minutes a day. Rate yourself on that 1 to 10. Rate yourself on listening to audio 1 to 10. Rate yourself on blogging 1 to 10. And our fourth play in the playbook is that we market every single day. We market every single day. What is marketing? Marketing is getting your link, getting your lead capture page in front of somebody so that they will put their email in, and then that is a lead. Marketing is getting leads, right? Marketing is getting your lead capture page in front of other people. Blogging is a long-term way of making this happen. A short-term way might be the Facebook marketing script that Tracy Walker has placed in the Dream Team Leadership Council has placed in the Dream Team training site. So if you currently are not doing any marketing in your business, why not start with the technique that is offered in the Dream Team training site, right? Go ahead and use the Facebook marketing script. Okay, well, Swanda, I'm not on Facebook. I'm on YouTube. Okay, well, you should be doing videos that put your link there on YouTube. The Facebook marketing script tends to work a little bit quicker because people tend to respond to you. Especially if you haven't done it in a little while, go ahead and try it. I could see on post today for a few people saying, hey, I'm ready to work with, say it's Monday, I'm ready to work with five people, looking for five people who are serious. about taking action in their lives, depending on who your target market is. My target market, single moms. I'm ready to help 5 single moms create their own child support system. Inbox me for details. Okay? Single moms, use that. Is that their market? Use that line. We have different people. There's abundance. It's fine. Use the exact thing I just said. Hey, I'm a single mom, and I'm a single mom. I'm a stay-at-home single mom. I'm looking to help 5 single moms create their own child support system. Inbox me for details. Bam. Start now. Market today. Market today. All right? Use the capture page. There's a capture page in the Dream Team Training Center that deals with single moms, so it's all congruent with that. So after you communicate with them in the inbox and they agree that they're like, yeah, I want to take more action, you've gotten a little bit of information. You don't just wait for them in the inbox and then you send them a link. That's not what we do. We gather some data first. You want to make sure you're in a position to close the deal, not just waste your time, right? So the person inboxes you for information, go through the copy-paste script that Tracy has in the training. And just to give you an overview, why are you doing this? You're gathering information so that you can allow the individual to practically close themselves. When a person is answering your questions, they sense what they're seeing. They see their situation. It's almost like pressing that button, that hot button on them over and over again as they're typing their situation. Gather information. Form that person. Form that person. Find out some information so that once you're giving a link, it's at a point where you said you wanted A, B, C, D, E. And you said you were serious. So, and I'm assuming you're a truthful person, that you're not just, you know, shooting stuff with me, right? So here's the link. I'll be expecting to see you in the next 10 minutes. And then when can we, then I'll be back to inbox. We'll be back here in the inbox in the next 40 minutes or so to give you a chance to look over the information. We can go ahead and get you in. If I don't see you already in, because I already know you're pretty serious and you're going to take action, I'll catch you later. Right? You're gathering information so that when you're speaking to a person, you're not saying that, well, I've done this, No. You said you wanted this. You said you've done this. You said this. Now, I'm believing what you're saying because I'm sure you're not just sitting here saying things to me, because why would you even waste time? I'm sure you mean what you say. Oh, yeah, I know. Okay, cool. Well, look, I expect you in here about 5 minutes. Get your email in here in the next 5 minutes. I'm going to inbox you back in about the next 45 minutes, and we're going to go ahead and move to the next step. We can hurry up and get you what you deserve, which is that child support system that you're not getting from blah, 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 blah. Okay, so this is marketing. Depending on your target market, of course, depending on who you're talking to. Either way, when they inbox you back, gather that information, enough information for you to close the deal. What do you need to know to close the deal? You need to know what makes that person feel. You need to know what it is that's making them uncomfortable. You need to know what it is that is causing them to even have clicked on it in the first place. You might have to do a little digging, right? You might have to do a little digging. That's okay. Time is on your side, all right? You know the truth. You have the business. And the more you do this, the more you will not treat each and every individual like they're your only lead on earth. And if you don't close them, it's over. You speak to each individual as though you have 150 leads in your autoresponder for that day. Talk to a person. Put yourself in the posture of a successful business owner. Put yourself in the posture of a million-dollar earner. Put yourself in that posture and then speak to your prospect. Gather information from your prospect. Okay, if you don't believe it, neither will they. If you don't believe it, neither will they. This is marketing. Marketing. All right, so we market every day. Go ahead and rate yourself 1 to 10. I just gave y'all some good stuff to work with to start right now. So if you're not marketing and you don't start today, you have no excuse. Like, you have a great week right here ahead of you to do some serious marketing. So I just gave y'all some stuff, and I'm sitting here shocked at myself that I just said some of the stuff. I said, those are my little secret, hidden, shameless nuggets. You know what I'm saying? But that's okay. I love y'all. That's all I have love for you. And our final play. Okay, it's our newest play. You know what I'm saying? But we found that this play is just as important as the audio, as the reading, as blogging and marketing. just as important. And what that play is events, getting to events. I mentioned earlier we have one next Friday. You have more than enough time to get there across next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. People will be there Thursday. The event starts Friday evening, Saturday, and then Sunday. You can leave Monday. You can stay on Monday and then leave the next day. It's in Orlando, Florida. You can get there. Go ahead, get your tickets today. In the Dream Team group, there are individuals that are talking about how they have an extra room that you can go ahead and take over that room and get members for that room. There are some tickets, I believe, that might even be available in the group. See what those costs are for those tickets. Go ahead and take action right now. Even while you're talking to me, if you're like me, you might have a Bluetooth on, so your hands are like free. Like I'm literally sitting here talking with my hands right now. Your hands are free. Go ahead and type on your keyboard and go ahead and get into the Power Network and get that ticket to the next event, which is next Friday. Get there. I guarantee you your life will change. I joined Empower Network November 18, 2011. November 18, 2011 is when I joined Empower Network. When I joined, I wasn't quite sold, right? But it had nothing to do with Empower Network. It had to do with Shalonda and what was going on in Shalonda's mind and thought process from the failures Shalonda had experienced. So really, it only had to do with what I was going through at that time. Well, they had a first event. They had an event in May. It was either May or March or May. May, I think it was May. In May, that was like an impromptu event here in Atlanta. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead. I invited like three people that came with me. Because, you know, if you're going to go to a Thursday night meeting, you should have guests with you. It just seems like that's natural. If you have any kind of network marketing background, you feel me right now. If you are going to an event on a Thursday night, you cannot show up alone. It's almost like it's illegal, right? So I invited a few of the young adults from my church. And I think I invited like three, two of them showed up. And we went to this event. And at the time, Dave Sharp was there. He spoke in. Tracy was there, and so I got to kind of listen in. I was like, huh, this is interesting. This is the first time I had really ever heard Dave Sharp speak or whatever, and I was like, oh, it's interesting. Okay, he's talking about something. Okay, now at this moment, May 2012, I was only in at the basics, right? I hadn't really purchased much of anything else. I was like, I don't know about this, right? After that, I decided, okay, I made that on Thursday night, you know, brought my guests. I was feeling like I did something, you know, so a little accomplishment there. And we had our event in June 2012. Went to that event. Okay, and you guys listen. Now, understand, I've been online since 2008. I've been the assistant to Tracy Walker. I've been around individuals who know what they're doing. Cedric Harris, I've watched and learned and soaked up, right? And I've been in network marketing since I was 19, so years of hearing the same thing and seeing no results as far as the offline game went because it just didn't really work for my personality and who I was. So got online, went to this event in June. The event in June literally had me almost speechless, which is saying a lot. If you know me, I kind of talk a lot, and to be speechless says a lot. So I'm sitting there kind of stuck like, wow, this is awesome. 6 months from that event, January 1st, 2013 was my first day as a full-time stay-at-home single mom. 6 months from that event, what would your life look like if you went to an event and it caused that shift in your life? And 6 months from now, we're talking October, November, December, January, February, March, April. By April 2015, you are now full-time in your business. Would that be worth? Would that be worth you showing up in Orlando? I don't know your situation. I don't know. Only you know. But if you really sit back and you think about how hard you've worked over all these years, what you do, what you don't do, would it be worth it in 6 months? Because you show up. Would you show up? Would you find a way to show up? There's something to think about. Something to think about. And I'm going to get into exactly what to do about that and what's going on with you right now concerning if you don't have an event ticket and if you do have an event ticket and things in your business. I have a little bit of time left for you guys here to go through a few things. I want to talk to you guys about your thought process. What are you thinking about and what are you manifesting in your thought process? Now, there's a few sources for your thoughts. Now, you must understand that all your thoughts are not your own necessarily, right? And so some of your thoughts, they come from you, your experiences, right? You, they come from a higher power, right? When you get that download, right? And some come from a power that's just simply not for you, that negative side, that side of you can't. If I could, maybe, but no, this is that, this is the truth. No, the negative side, right? So you have to be able to process and sort through your thoughts. Who on here, it's you, might be you, comment in the group, are you sorting your thoughts? Okay, are you sorting your thoughts? So go to having that faith in your business. Faith is one of the most amazing things to me. It's actually believing in the unseen, right? It's believing in the unseen, and you have to have it. Let me read something to you that Napoleon Hill wrote in Think and Grow Rich. You know, I'm thinking faith might be a big deal, considering in Think and Grow Rich, chapter 3 is called faith. There's an entire chapter on it. But for some reason, we tend to not put too much into it, right? But there's an entire chapter on it. An entire chapter on it, okay? In this chapter, he says, before we begin, you should be reminded again that faith is the eternal elixir which gives life, power, and action to the impulse of thought. The foregoing sentence is worth reading a second time and a third and a fourth. It is worth reading aloud. Faith is the external elixir which gives life, power, and action to the impulse of thought. Faith is the starting point of all accumulation of riches. Faith is the basis of all miracles and all mysteries which cannot be analyzed by the rules of science. Faith is the only known antidote for failure. Faith is the element, the chemical, which when mixed with prayer gives one direct communication with infinite intelligence. Faith is the element which transforms the ordinary vibration of thought created by the finite mind of man into the spiritual equivalent. Faith is the only agency through which the cosmic force of infinite intelligence can be harnessed and used by man. Every one of the foregoing statements is capable of proof. Okay, guys, that is in on my Think and Grow Rich is page 71, but it's the faith chapter, so chapter 3, a few pages in. All right? Now that you understand these bases about faith, let's talk about your thought process. Because a thought, right, a thought will help you determine, well, basically, if you give that thought power, which basically means you give that thought a feeling, when you give that thought a feeling, it turns into a force of energy and begins to manifest itself. There are some thoughts that you are giving power to that you should not be giving power to. Somebody missed that. There are some thoughts that you are giving power to that you should not be giving power to. Are you sorting your thoughts? Should you be giving some of them power? Through the process of sorting, you're able to label your thoughts. This is productive for me. This is not productive for me. This is going to advance me. This is going to cause me to step back a few steps. Right? Through the process of sorting, you can label your thoughts and then decide whether, I'm going to hold on to that one or I'm not. Example about the event. If you right now do not have your ticket because you thought I can't afford it, so you gave that energy, and now you have no ticket, and I already told you that if you go to the event, I can't make no promises for you. All I'm saying is I can speak to exactly truth that happened. I went to an event. 6 months later, I was a full-time, and I'm still full-time today. So all I'm going to tell you is this is the fact that I have, right? Not guaranteeing that's happened to you, but for me, back when I was working a job and this kind of thing, the idea that it was possible and I had proof that I saw someone actually did it, and the more you guys get to know me, you'll realize, yo, if she can do it, surely I can do it, right? Then I'm going for it. You're going to have to hold me back. So I'm going to try it at least. I'm going to try it. You know, someone's trying stuff other people told me to try. It might not have been too good of an idea back in the day, but today, In this situation, oh, absolutely. I will try it. Absolutely. So if you've allowed thoughts that are negative or against you showing up in Orlando to be what drives you, to be what you decide to give feeling to, which means basically follow me for a second, follow me for a second. You're sitting there, that right now we're talking about it. The thought comes in that you can't, you know you can't go to Orlando. You don't have a babysitter. So now you're sitting there and you're like, oh, man. You're thinking of who could it be, who could it be, and you come up with nobody. So now the energy that you're giving that thought, which is quite a bit, is, oh, I can't find a babysitter, I can't go. You've given it feelings. Now you're feeling like, oh, I just won't be able to go, I'm going to miss it. And this is how you're feeling, and this is the energy you're putting out there. Now you're manifesting the fact that you will not find a babysitter. Or the thought could be, yeah, you can't find a babysitter. Huh. Like, hell, I can. Yes, I can. And now the energy is, oh, I'm finding a babysitter. Now, as a single mom, guys, I've been on both sides of that spectrum. I'm not coming before you right now as though I've never said thoughts that didn't deserve to be said. Oh, I've done it. Yes, I have. Yes, I have. The only person perfect I ever heard of was Jesus himself, and my name is Shalonda, right? Okay? So, yes, I've done it. I've been on both sides. Every time I've taken the stance that, oh, like hell, I won't find a babysitter. Yes, I will. I have gotten a babysitter. Or it was created so that my kids were able to come with me. Every single time I took that stance. Now, whenever I took the stance of I'm not going to find a babysitter, I said that thing and gave that thing energy, yeah, no, I never found a babysitter. I did not find a babysitter. I'd be sitting around kind of frustrated by it. But every time I took the stance, huh, yes, I will find a babysitter, I found one. What is it? What thought have you been feeding? Right now, change it. Feed a different thought. Put energy into something else. What's the thoughts you feed, look around you. You're living it right now. Your thought life is just that powerful. What you believe is just that powerful. Your thoughts determine your belief system. You don't have to accept every thought that comes in. The thoughts you accept, the thoughts you acknowledge, the thoughts that once you process through them, those thoughts, once you've sorted them and you take hold of them, now they are what's getting ready to manifest. They will manifest. Have you ever noticed a time in your life when you manifested your worst nightmare? Now, granted, when it happened, you may not have given credit to yourself for manifesting it. Surely it was somebody else. Surely it was this person or that situation, or had this not happened, that wouldn't have happened. No, Right now, go ahead and sit down. If you need to sit down because you're standing up, I'm going to tell you something, and I know you might not want to hear it. Okay, I understand that. But you did that. Nobody else did that. You did that. You are such a powerful being. You are so powerful that you create what you ponder on. You create what you constantly think about. Regardless of whoever's around you, regardless of what anybody else has to say, you did that. Period. Now that you know that you are very powerful, which I'm sure you knew you were powerful before this call, and after this call, oh, you're going to be feeling real powerful already. I can sense your shoulders back a little bit, your chin coming up a little bit. Like, yeah, I did do that. You know, it may not be good. Some of my worst nightmares I have manifested knowing my power, but not being able to combat it, which is why I wanted to make sure I give you guys a solution today. Because after some practice, your girl got it down to a science, all right? Here is what I do. Understanding that faith is the eternal elixir which gives life, power, and action to the impulse of thought, I make sure that whatever it is I desire is what is constantly before me. So when I'm having faith, I'm having faith for that thing, and I don't try to figure it out. I don't try to say, this is what's going to happen. It's going to happen this way and that way. No. All I have to do is focus on my faith. Focus on the thing that I desire, that unseen thing that I know I'm going to see. That's all I have to do is to focus on that. I don't have to figure anything else out. I don't have to figure anything else out. Because the infinite intelligence of the world, the universe, of God is going to do it for me. I don't have to be a know-it-all. I don't have to be in complete control of all that. All I have to be in control of are my thoughts and which ones I give power to. The minute you let go of having to control every single little thing, and you just simply be, and give power, when I say give power, feelings, those thoughts that are positive, when the thought comes and says, I'm going to be in Orlando no matter what, all of a sudden you start feeling that feeling of how it's going to be when you're in Orlando and we're all chilling in our red jackets. Even if you don't have a red jacket, I'll let you wear mine. We can share. That's fine. Right? And we can all be together having a great old time, all of us transitioning, all of us putting that shift in the atmosphere together, right? Together. That is what is going to happen. That's what's going to happen. Get that feeling. Make you feel good, like, oh, I'm so excited. And stay on that level. Stay in that zone. Stay on that vibration right there, right there. And then go write a blog post real quick. And then watch yourself generate like 20 leads just from that one blog post. See the power of moving in that energy. You already know the results of moving in the opposite direction. I'm pretty sure if you don't have a ticket for Orlando, you're operating in that right now. You're operating in that right now. Granted, this situation right here is something that took me a little bit of time to catch on to. I had to literally manifest. When I manifested my worst fear, which was last year, my first year full-time, I'm a single mom, guys, but my worst fear was, oh, my God, what if I don't make enough money to pay the mortgage, to pay the car note, you know, this kind of thing. What if that happens, right? What if my car, what if this stuff happens? So it got to a point where for a season I had manifested that. I didn't know where the money was coming from. So I had to shift real quick. I was like, whoa, I thought about it. What have I been thinking about? I've been thinking about what if I can't pay the bill. I've been waking up nervous, anxious, like, oh, my God, what's going to happen, right? And this was last year, 2013. I'm talking about maybe April, May, June, just anxious. Wasn't good stuff at all. Then when it manifested, and I realized, wait a minute, I'm breathing. The girls are real healthy. We fine. Haven't missed a beat. You know, still got the house, got my car, okay. The air's on, or the heat, depending on what time of season. We got the lights on, you know. We got the gas still going. The water's running. Okay. Kids in school, they in their extracurriculars. You know what? Honestly, okay. It's okay. Right? And with that, I realized, you know what? Forget that. I don't even like feeling that way. I don't like giving that energy. I give energy. I wake up in the morning. And after my time with the Lord, I believe Jesus died on the cross with my belief, and I spend a lot of time in his presence because I need to. Shalonda without God is a crazy thing, just so we're clear. So I spend my time with the Lord, and then I sit there, close my eyes, breathe in deeply, and for 15 minutes, I just visualize the life I desire. Now, truth be told, it's changed over time. Because at one time it was to be a stay-at-home single mom, and now that I'm living that, it took me a second to figure what else did I want. I mean, to be able to see my girls whenever, be able to drop what I'm doing and go pick them up from school because they ain't feeling well, to be able to still have lunch with them, to be able to take them to their extracurriculars and do all these different things because time is mine, right? It's honestly breathtaking half the time. I don't even really realize that this is my life, right? There's so many around me, they're like, well, how do you do that? And I'd be like, oh, because I forget to mention. I was like, I forgot to mention that I'm a stay-at-home single mom, right? I'm quick to be like, oh, yeah, we're single moms, and da-da-da, you know. So being able to, now I was like, well, let me focus on what I want next for my girls and for our life. You know, that overflow, right? Got that just enough. Let's reach for that overflow. So I sit down 15 minutes and visualize that thing, give that thing energy. I get excited about it. I wake up with joy in my heart, right? Just smiling, right? So that's what you must do. Write it out. crescendo, right? This is how I'm going to feel. This is what it's going to look like, and I'm going to have a great time. I can't wait to see Tracy Walker. I can't wait to see Abadino. I can't wait to see Roger. I can't wait. You know what I'm saying? Might be whoever your friends are. I can't wait to see Brian Kane. And Brian Kane is hilarious, y'all. Y'all got to sit in his presence. It's funny. Because I'm going to tell you why it's funny. That's why I said on Brian's point, I say nothing, and I learned something. When you can learn something that someone don't talk, that's amazing. You know, just do something. I'm like, oh, that was interesting. I'm going to add that to my marketing. That's how it is. When y'all get around Brian Kane, I would try to sit back and just observe how he operates. Watch what he says. Watch how he says it. Dude is serious with it. And you wouldn't even know he was being so serious. He's really that guy. So just know that right now, doesn't matter that it's a week, 2 weeks away. You know, really, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 days is a long time. We got plenty of time. Get your ticket now. Make a decision of what belief you're going to give power to. Make a decision of what thought you're going to give power to and give energy and give feeling to. Okay, decide that right now. Earlier, I told you guys about my daughter. And this goes back to wanting to really talk to your mentor and make sure, ask your mentor, in the dream team, it should be able to be your sponsor or the person that sends you the information you need to get started and that kind of thing. Talk to them. If you don't have your tickets to Orlando, speak to them. Right? Ask them, what should I do? This is what's going on with me. What should I do? Sometimes you just need to talk it out. Now, I'm not sitting here saying your sponsor is going to sit here and give you an hour and a half to go dump on them. That is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is speak to them about what you can do to get to Orlando. What you can do to get to Orlando. There's rooms available. My room is kind of safe. My mom's going to be there and my girls. Yes, there are some rooms, guys. We can work some stuff out. Do not allow fear, doubt, negativity to cloud the idea of you being in Orlando with my daughter and this grade situation. That next day, I emailed the teacher back that night. Okay, so Wednesday night, I get this email. I emailed the teacher back that night like, oh, I need to meet with you. We need to either talk or something because we got to figure this out. I need to know what can I do best to help my daughter. One, it's science. I love science, right? The one thing that my daughter was struggling with is the one thing I could help her with, and she never came to me. She never came to me. How many times do people join and don't say a word and then just quit? Sometimes they pop up under somebody else. Don't check in if you don't know what I'm talking about. Sometimes they pop up in another business and they seem to have success there if they're looking at you sideways, but they never came to you and talked to you. So let me tell you, have you been in situations where your sponsor is someone with solutions? But instead, you waste time asking them questions that have nothing to do with your bottom line. Instead of coming to them with the real questions so that they can help you. There is a such thing as a right question and a wrong question. There is a such thing as wasting somebody's time. And usually you know it. Usually you know it. I told my daughter, I said, you know, if you're going to get an F in a class that I ace all the time, the one area I can help you, and you don't ask me. She said to me, well, Mom, I asked her, I said, did you shut down? What happened? Did you shut down? My daughter does well in school. To not do well in school is different from her. I think it confused her. Honestly, some of you on this call, you have been successful at almost everything you lay your hands on. Some of you on this call, you have not been successful at everything you lay your hands on. Either way, this is that same thing about your thoughts and thinking it through. I asked her, I said, did you shut down? Those of you that have been successful at everything you touched, it got a little bit more difficult here for you. So what you do, you shut down. You do just enough to make it look like you're doing something. You do just enough to make it look like you're doing something. But those of us doing something, we can tell. I see you in that shallow water. You ain't fooling nobody. You're not over there in no deep. You're trying to keep your head above water because you're doing, no, boo, you're not. I see you. Right? So my daughter says, yeah, I shut down. I said, okay, well, it's time to step back up. This actually is happening. You cannot ignore it. It's happening. You have a few options here. Really, one, because the other option is you continue to shut down and act like it's not happening, and then you have to deal with the wrath of Shalonda, the wrath of Mommy, which is not good, right? And then that wrath can go to Nana, because my mama don't play about education. She's a professor. Like, education is king in my family, right? So I said, you have an option. Let's start talking it through. Let's make it a way. Catherine is used to memorizing and spitting it out. Well, when it comes to science, there are concepts you must understand in order to manifest it, in order to get the right answer, in order to understand the solution. There are concepts you have to understand. You can't just memorize and spit it out. See, in our game, guys, you can memorize and spit it out for a season, but then you're going to start to create a brand. And eventually, you memorizing and spitting it out ain't going to sound like you anymore. It's not you. It's somebody else. And people have now begun to see you and see what you say. But when you memorize or send an email out that you copy and paste and spit it out, it don't sound like you because it's not you. And now they know you because they've been watching you. Right? And so there's a disconnect. And now they think you're trying to get over on them. There comes a time when you have to understand the concept. And you have to put that into your marketing and spit it out so that you can remain congruent. You cannot shut down. You cannot give up. You cannot allow the negative thoughts to get feeling and become and manifest. This is a locker room kind of conversation for you. Because I expect to see you next Friday. This is a conversation for you. Because you are so powerful that you deserve more. And now, after this call, there's no excuse of saying, I don't know. And those of you, I don't know if you guys understood what I mean, that you're not in shallow water. I'll use this example. I fast. This is my last story, and I'm going to let y'all go. I fast for church, and I fast often. I've been fasting for years. I'm an intercessor, which means I'm a prayer warrior, so I pray a lot, and sometimes I have to fast in order to weaken my flesh so that my spirit is strong, so that when I pray and intercede, there's power in that thing. Well, one thing about me fasting is, for me, fast food is relatively easier, okay? It's an easier thing for me to do. People tend to think, when you're in shallow water, you know, you kind of kick in the water, you walking, you good. You ain't really stressing, you got it. Everything's great, right? But when you're at that breakthrough point, when you're at that moment, when you're getting ready to cross into a new season, when you're at that time, when you look over and you know the grass is just greener over there because I've been trying to get over there, when you are right there at that door getting ready to open it and cross over, more than likely, every single time, you are practically treading water. You're trying to stay above water. You're trying to press through because you got to open the door for that water to release so you can go back to shallow water again, right? It's not an easy place. It's that place where everything appears to be going wrong. It's that place where you have to make a decision on what thoughts you're going to give power to. It's that place where you are right there at the line of giving up, but there's nothing in you that will allow you to do so. It's that place. But when it comes to fasting and fasting food, I fast for 21, 40 days. I'll do a three-day water only. People think that I'm treading water, that I'm like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, this is the food, oh, my God, oh, my God. When actuality is, it's shallow. It ain't nice for me to go to water for 3 days. It's cool. I have discipline in that area. I'm not saying it's not anything, but I have a discipline in that area where I can do it. Now, you asked me to turn the TV off for 3 days? Jesus, now I am treading water. Now, the water's not shallow no more. Now I'm like, oh, Lord, oh, God, when this day is going to be over, let me pray. That's what I'm saying to you guys. You know very well if you are feeling like you're drowning, and you're just trying to stay above water, and you know there's nothing in you that can do it for you. The only thing you have is what you give energy to in your thoughts. That's all you have. You know very well if you're there, if you're not. And there's a few of you, quite a few of you, that are there right now. And Orlando is that door. The choice is yours. You've been here before, and you've let it pass you by then, too. You really going to let that happen again? Get your ticket to Orlando today. Comment in a group saying, I'm going. I'll be in Orlando. If you already have your ticket, comment saying, I'll see you in Orlando. Guys, I love you. Concentrate on them thoughts. Sort them out. Give energy to the ones that are powerful, the ones that work for you, and ignore the ones that do not. If you have not read Thinking Well Rich by Napoleon Hill, and even if you have, it might be time to pick that book right back up again and read again. And nobody said you can't read a book more than once. I love you guys. I will see you in Orlando in, what do we say, 10, 11 days. Make it great and keep smiling. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Shalonda Gordon's Keep Smiling podcast. To connect with Shalonda, go to www.theonlinemarketingangel.com. Or you may also connect with her on Facebook at www.facebook.com/ShalondaGordon1. Keep smiling.